Chapter 2. How Robin Hood became an outlaw. Robin set off on foot for Nottingham with his longbow and arrows. It was a fine morning in June. The fields were green and the sky was blue. Robin was young and strong, and he felt that the world was new. He sang as he walked along the road. Soon he entered Sherwood Forest. Sherwood was a very large and old forest. It was full of great oak trees, and the sun shone through the leaves and branches onto the road. Robin knew that there were guards in the forest. They were called foresters. The foresters looked after the trees and the deer for the Sheriff of Nottingham and the King. No man could cut wood or shoot deer in Sherwood. After a while, Robin came to a clearing. In the clearing were 15 men. They were eating a huge meat pie and drinking ale from a tall barrel. These men were the sheriff's foresters. Robin knew this because the men were wearing green shirts. The colour of the shirts was called Lincoln Green. The men looked up when they heard Robin.
"Where are you going, boy?"
one of the foresters called. He was a large man and seemed to be the leader of the group. His mouth was full of meat pie as he spoke. "I am going to Nottingham," Robin answered. "I am going to compete in the archery contest." The forester poured himself another cup of ale. He laughed.
"Now boys want to enter the archery contest. And what will you shoot with, little boy? A cheap bow and some old arrows? The contest at Nottingham is for real men, with real bows and arrows."
"My bow is as good as yours," replied Robin angrily, "and I can shoot farther and straighter than you."
"Can you, my boy?" said the forester. "Can you shoot one of those deer over there?"
The forester pointed to a herd of deer. It was very hard to see the animals because they were about 500 paces away and partly hidden in the trees. "Yes, I can," answered Robin. Then he took his bow from his back and put it against his foot. He bent the bow and fixed the string to it. Then he took an arrow and put it to the bow.
"Those deer are too far away," said the forester to the other men in the clearing. "I'm sure that they are safe. The boy will miss, then we will kick him on his way to Nottingham."
The other foresters laughed and drank more ale. Robin pulled back on his bow and took careful aim. Then he released the arrow and his bow sang as it flew towards the deer. The largest of the deer jumped up, then fell to the ground. The arrow had gone into the deer's neck.
"He's killed one of the king's deer," cried one of the foresters. "You will be punished for this," the leader shouted at Robin. "The Sheriff of Nottingham is my cousin, and I will take you to him. He will cut off your ears and your fingers. You will never shoot a bow again."
"Let me pass," cried Robin.
Then he ran into the trees. He ran as fast as he could, and he did not look back. The foresters had drunk too much ale and eaten too much meat pie. They could not run fast enough to catch Robin.
"I will stop him," said their leader.
He took his bow and put an arrow to it. The forester shot the arrow at Robin's back, but his aim was bad. The arrow flew past Robin's ear and hit a tree. Robin turned around angrily. Before the forester could shoot again, Robin put an arrow to his bow and aimed it. He let the arrow go, and it flew through the air and hit the forester in the chest. Bright red blood ran down the man's Lincoln green shirt. The man cried out and fell down. Robin turned and disappeared into the forest. The foresters brought the dead man's body to Nottingham. Then they went to the Sheriff of Nottingham and told him what had happened. as he listened. The sheriff's face turned dark with anger.
"How did this happen?" he shouted. "You must catch the murderer who killed my cousin. Hang him!"
So the foresters travelled to all the towns on the far side of Sherwood Forest.
"Who is the young man who can shoot a deer at 500 paces?" they asked the townspeople.
The people of Loxley knew that there was only one young man who could shoot a deer at 500 paces. Soon the sheriff heard the name of Robin Hood.
"I will give 100 golden crowns to the man who brings me Robin Hood," he said to his men. "He has killed one of the king's foresters and one of the king's deer. He is an outlaw. Bring me Robin Hood of Loxley, dead or alive."